I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Israeli leaders marked the anniversary of the October 7th massacre while Palestinians protested the ongoing Israeli operation in Gaza. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday marked the one-year anniversary of the October 7th, 2023 rampage by Palestinian gunmen that marked the deadliest attack on his country since its establishment. But in Gaza, a different sort of reflection. Monday marked 1 year since the attack by Hamas and other Palestinian militant groups triggered a devastating Israeli retaliation that leveled the coastal enclave, with no end to the fighting in sight. Near Netanyahu's private residence, families of those still held hostage took to the streets. But the fighting that began a year ago raged on. Israel mounted air and ground operations in Gaza, saying they were attacking Hamas militants and command centers. Hamas said it had fired a salvo of missiles at Tel Aviv. Palestinian health officials say Israel's air and ground assaults have killed more than 42,000 people in the coastal enclave in the last 12 months.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. U.S. President Joe Biden marked the anniversary Monday with a solemn ceremony at the White House. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president and first lady stood next to Rabbi Aaron Alexander in the Blue Room as he recited a traditional Jewish prayer for the dead.
For the souls of the holy ones, men, women, and children, who were killed on October 7th.
The president then lit a memorial candle, stood for a moment of silence, and made the sign of the cross. The White House says he earlier spoke with Israel's president to mark the anniversary. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Ukraine's military says it struck a major oil terminal in Crimea that provides fuel for Russia's war effort. The strike on Monday came as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the war has entered an important phase and both sides face the issue of how to sustain their costly war of attrition. Ukraine's general staff says the oil terminal on the south coast of the Russian-occupied Crimean Peninsula has been supplying the Russian army. Hurricane Milton strengthened to a Category 5 hurricane Monday as Florida prepared for massive evacuations, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Hurricane Milton, a Cat 5 now, with Florida in its sights, expected landfall Wednesday. Governor Ron DeSantis urging residents to evacuate, saying you hide from wind, you run from water, but not storm surge.
You know, you're really, really taking a risk with your life and your safety.
National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan.
And that's storm surge that can flood cars, homes, roadways, escape routes.
Evacuation orders in effect for numerous areas, says State Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie.
Drowning deaths due to storm surge are 100% preventable if you leave.
I'm Julie Walker.
Officials in Cameroon say fresh flooding has forced at least 70,000 people out of temporary camps that were set up for flood victims along the country's northern border with Chad and Nigeria. Moki Edwin Kendezka reports from Yaoundé, Cameroon.
39-year-old Famanague Shivom is among the flood victims chased by fresh floods from a camp constructed by the government to temporarily host flood victims. Shivom says floods woke her from her bed in the Kuseri camp for flood victims at about 10 p.m. on Sunday. She says she was able to save the lives of her three children, but books, food, and clothes she was given by a charity organization after the first floods swept through her village were carried away. In September, Cameroon reported that floods had affected over 2 million civilians on its northern border with Chad and rendered over 200,000 homeless. The Central African State said farm plantations were devastated and cattle, goats, fowls, and sheep either killed or swept away by the floods. Cameroon warned of a looming famine and began transferring civilians rendered homeless by floods to several camps. Moki Edwin Kinzuka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.